morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and the talk show that's part of the Dr. Pat Network. And this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we could all get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any call that you want, any question that you want, but I do ask you to be specific. And also, first couple of minutes, we always talk about something, a tip for the week. And what I was going to bring up this week was hope into knowingness. And a lot of times we have high hopes. We all, I'm sure we can remember a time in our history where we had all our investment, all our passion, all our energy going toward an event, a project, a dream. And then that feeling is so important because that's the pilot light. That is the energy. That's the energy that brings it into a knowingness. When I look into somebody's energy field, and I want you to visualize this, a lot of helium balloons on top of their energy. So it's 12 feet out, so that's their high hopes. They have a dream of a relationship or a job or starting a new business or having a baby. And part of the birthing process is taking those balloons and giving birth to them. And that birthing process is pulling them down through the energy field. And they go past this place of where they become the dream, and then we start giving birth to them. And so that's the part of having that turn to a knowingness, meaning that we don't hope anymore. Hopes can leave it outside of the energy field. It can leave those balloons hanging up there as a potential. It's like a brass ring that's right outside of our reach and we can't reach it. When we start changing and having the energy of knowing, it creates literally a different electromagnetic pull. It creates a stronger magnetic pull for those desires to become a reality, to become to fruition. Think of when we turn from a hope to a knowingness, it's from changing, planting a seed, planting a desire into Miracle-Gro versus dirt that has no nutrients in it. And so how do we do that? We do it with our thoughts. We do it with our belief systems. We do it with the chatter and mind chatter that we say every single day. We do it with realizing that we have 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts that run through our head every single day, and have an awareness of how am I planting those? What am I thinking about? And am I planting those in a conscious way, or am I planting those where they stay just outside of my energy field, where it creates a frustration of feeling what I call like a stalled engine energy? So it's like a part where we could get depleted, and then we start feeling shaky as far as all of a sudden that Miracle-Gro starts turning drier and drier and drier. Then all of a sudden our hopes and dreams are like dust in the wind. They start floating away. We start not believing in them. So that knowing process is such a part of our growth process. And I was reading something from Don Manuel Ruiz, who wrote the Four Agreements. And I just want to read this part that his grandfather, he came from a lineage. He ended up going out to medical school, and then he went back into his family. He came from generations and generations and generations of shamans. They were healers for several generations, but he thought he was going to go out to the world and become, and he did become a physical doctor, but he came back home to learning the shamanistic way. And so he was talking to his grandfather, who was a very well-known healer, and I just want to, I just thought this part really explains knowingness. He was saying the truth needs to be experienced, meaning feeling. Humans have the need to describe, to explain, to experience what we perceive, but when we experience the truth, there are no words to describe it. Whoever claims this is the truth is lying without even knowing it. We perceive the truth with our feelings, but as soon as we try to describe it with the words, we distort it, and it's no longer the truth. It's our story. It's a projection based on a reality that is only true for us, but we still try to put our experience into words, which is something wonderful, really. It's the greatest art and effort of every human. The grandfather could see that what he was saying wasn't clear to him. And he says, Miguel, if you were an artist, a painter, and you try to express what you perceive through your art, what you paint might not be exactly what you perceive, but it's close enough to remind you of what you perceive. Well, imagine that you were very lucky and happened to be a friend of Picasso. and because he loved you, he decided to make a portrait of you. You pose for Picasso, and after many days, he finally shows you your portrait. And you will say, this is not me. And Picasso will say, of course it is you. This is how I see you. For Picasso, this is true. He is expressing what he is perceiving, but you will say, I don't look like that. Well, every human is the same as Picasso. Every human is a storyteller, which means every human is an artist. What Picasso does with colors, we do with words. Humans witness life happening inside us and all around us. We use words to make the portrait of what we witness. Humans make up stories about everything we perceive, and just like Picasso, we distort the truth. For us, it is the truth. Of course, the way we express our distortions could be with somebody else. Somebody else could enjoy it. Picasso's art is very highly valued for many people. All humans create their own story with their own unique point of view. Why try to impose your story on another person for them, their story is not true? When you understand that, you no longer have the need to defend what you believe. It is not important to be right and to make others wrong. Instead, you see everyone as an artist, a storyteller. You know that whatever they believe is just their point of view. It has nothing to do with you. So think of that conversation. Here he was trying to, first of all, the whole story was he was trying to impress his father with grandfather with all the knowledge he learned from college, and the grandfather just had this big smile on his face saying to him that knowledge was a lot of words. Going into knowing this, it's all about feelings, that we can say a lot of words. We can have images and dreams that are our particular point of view, our particular desires, our particular hopes and dreams. And so this is a very internal process where it is wordless in a lot of ways, but the biggest thing for us to do is to have those hopes, have those dreams, to turn it into a knownness, to get down the mind chatter, to not try to bring your ideas or hopes or dreams to another individual and say, do you see this? Do you see that? Or can you imagine this? Or bring it to other people to try to add their distortion, because nobody's going to perceive life like you perceive it. Even our partners, our children, because we are all uniquely wired differently. So that is that we want to be different. We're not cookie cutter people. And so being a part of Creator, being a part of Source, we want to have the flow of life and recognizing that everyone, again, has their own point of view. And so when we start stepping into knowing this and turning that hope into knowing who we are, what gives us passion, because what gives us passion might not be what gives everybody else passion. That doesn't matter. The more we invest on really, truly standing in our core, really getting to know ourselves from the inside out, then we stand in that Miracle-Gro. And that Miracle-Gro gives us growth. It gives us expansion. It has us be able to listen to our heart's desires, for us to be able to stand into our core. So when we bring it out into the world, that we stand in such a core energy that nobody or an experience on the outside cannot shake us. Nobody's opinion can bother us, because we turn that, or we know this with every single part of our subatomic particles of our energy field, that this is our expression. This is our truth. And so, again, it's not a war on words, because a lot of times, and I'm saying this over and over to people, that words get in the way with so many times when you're trying to describe love, when you're trying to describe energy fields, because it's a wordless energy. Feelings are wordless when it comes into how we're feeling. There's a passion. You can't put love into a box, and it's just, and this is a stamp, and this is what love feels like to everybody. Everyone has their own experiences. Everyone has their own stories. And so when we really get into understanding and embracing that we are the storyteller, we're the artist in the world, and when we're painting our world, we're using our own colors with our thoughts, our dreams, and our desires. When we decide to take out any of the dirt where we're planting the seeds and change it into Miracle-Gro, and that all of us deserve to be standing and planting our seeds, our desires in Miracle-Gro, because that is part of the miraculous universal energy that flows through each and every single one of us, that connects us, that is part of our soul food, and that is based in love and a high frequency energy that is only love. When we are part of that God aspect, there's only love. There's not good or bad. There's not right or wrong. When we start flowing with that energy, when we are firm, we're grounded firmly into that belief, we turn our whole energy into knowingness, so that knowingness becomes where we stand. So we're solid as an oak tree. We are grounded into that energy. We are grounded into the earth, and think of as above, so below. It allows us to reach those helium balloons, bring them down in through our energy field and be able to create anything, because we are all creators. We are all Godhead creators that have the ability to create that anything that we desire. And so how we do this, it all goes back to changing the energy of a hope into a knowingness, a desire into action, and be proactive in every single aspect of yourself as you are creating and co-creating yourself and remembering and reawakening to who we really are. And this is, again, a very much an internal process. And this is a wonderful journey, though, to go deep within yourself, weed out those thoughts that no longer serve you. Don't try to look outside for confirmation for anybody else around you. This is your journey. This is the way you perceive life. And again, identical twins might have the same similar DNA, but they're not going to have the same view. And so understanding that and embracing that and thinking we don't want, again, somebody that's an exact copy of us. It's like, why don't we might as well just look in the mirror, because we're looking for an aspect of ourselves that's outside of ourselves. Appreciate why you came in with the vehicle that you came in, and really start getting and embracing your heart energy, and your life absolutely will change in every single direction. It cannot not. That's the energy formula. So go for the knowingness. We're going to go to our first break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and it's part of the Dr. Pat Network, and we'll be opening up the phone lines when we get back.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, where mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends come together at a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. Free seminars on improving health and wellness and managing your money with Marcia Brixey, author of Money Wise Women. Meet Gio Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars. Bring your questions to Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors. Fun and trendy fashions by J.C. Penney. Cooking tips and recipes at the Beef It's What's For Dinner stage, and backed by popular demand, Seattle's hottest firefighters, favorite authors Ann Rule and Debbie McComber, plus 500 exhibits, free samples, and best of all, stretch your shopping dollar with fabulous Women's Show specials. The Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, March 27th through 29th at Questfield Event Center, sponsored by Bartell Drugs, American Family Insurance, Snoqualmie Casino, the Seattle Times, and King 5. The Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADOSafeHaven.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Listen up. Do you work in front of a computer more than 1 hour per day? Research shows that poor posture while working in front of the computer can cause the stress response, leading to physical and emotional compromise. So don't forget, every hour, recheck your posture and take in 6 deep breaths. This will help you maintain peak health. For more healthy living tips, visit us at vcwc.net. Once again, vcwc.net.
So, Susan, how's your diet going?
It's going great. I had noodles for dinner last night.
Noodles? Come on, that can't be on your diet.
Well, I eat Miracle Noodles. They're the secret calorie-free noodles that Japanese women have eaten for years to stay thin.
How is that possible?
They're made only from soluble fiber. That's it. Guilt-free noodles, Eva.
Well, I'm sold. Where do you get them?
Well, it's my little secret. But okay, you can get them at MiracleNoodle.com.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Connor, and I am part of the Dr. Pat Network. And we've opened up the phone lines, and let me give you the phone number. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And I did want to remind you, I forget to do this a lot, actually, for any kind of upcoming events and to see where I'm going to be as far as the radio stations, shows. I have a lot of stuff coming up in April, as far as free tele-events. I'm doing a free teleclass starting in April every single Tuesday for 5 months, and it's called The Vibrational Fix. And I will be with Nicole Whitney, and it will be 1 hour of energy tools, and this is really exciting. 5 weeks in a row. And this is absolutely free. So we have a lot of stuff going on. So I really encourage you to go to the website to see what's happening and what's going on. And that has my whole schedule. And so you could absolutely see what's going on. So that's CarrieO'Connor.com or, again, email at union1111@yahoo.com. And all right. Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
Sure, sounds good. And I actually, just for those listeners out there, I put a couple people on hold. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, and I'll get some information from you so we can give Carrie a reading to you. Let's see. We have Susan now calling in from Issaquah, Washington. Carrie, she had a reading a few months ago in the cards, I guess, in the stars, and everything looked out for her that she was going to get some money. Well, she hasn't seen it quite right yet, so we're going to see what the holdup is. So
all
let's
right.
bring on Susan from Issaquah.
Yes.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So
good.
What's going on?
Money. You had given me a reading about in October, and at that time you'd said, money was looking really good. There was going to be lots of money coming in. However, that hasn't happened just yet, and I was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what, Susan, whenever anybody reads, I'm reading as far as the front of your energy field, and what we do is clear off any, to make the line stronger, just like what I was talking about earlier as far as having hopes. So think of that as a helium balloon outside the energy field as far as money and pulling it through the birthing process, throwing it through the energy field. And that's where, if there's more of our energy consciously, or a lot of times this is you're in the boat with 99% of the world of our unconscious patterns, where especially right now as the world, all you do is pick up the paper, turn on the news, where there's a lot of doom and gloom. And what that does, it starts contracting our energy and it starts interfering or causing what it calls, think of it as static, energetic static. Does that mean we throw up our arms and say, forget it, this is the way life is going to be? Absolutely not. That's when it's time to put the metal to the pedal, is what I say. That's the time when we have to be really, really, really proactive as far as what we're thinking about, how we're thinking, how we're directing our energies, because we come from an abundant world, an abundant universe. Whenever I feel myself getting congested or feeling myself getting tap into any fear, I make myself go outside or even look outside and look at the nature, look at the trees, look at the abundance that is around us, that is our birthright. And it tunes me. It gets me back in that alignment of not contracting my energy, not having money or relationships or anything like that as being a helium balloon that's outside of our energy field, or our worst nightmares is what a lot of people are going through, meaning that relationship or that money is right outside of us. And so like we're touching it, we're feeling it, and it's coming in, and it wouldn't be right in front of your energy field if it was not a potential and a possibility. It wouldn't be there. So think of that. This is a time for you to really, especially from now to April, as far as cleaning out the closet, spring cleaning, I mean literally, physically, mentally, emotionally. I can't tell how many people or how many responses I've had back where people said, I can't believe clearing out my closets and my drawers opened up opportunities for money to come in. It is energy, basic anatomy. Energy follows patterns, energy follows flows, energy goes where, and money is energy, okay? And we're all energy, but money is energy, and so it has, we want to open up the flows to create abundance, and the first thing we want to go to is our root chakra and really go into our thoughts of what is our thoughts of money. What is our generational pattern thoughts of money? Is there any subconscious thoughts, thinking the thoughts of what mom and dad thought about money? What would that have to do with you receiving money? It absolutely could block opportunities of money. We've had a lot of people have the things of money is the root of all evil. And so this is an opportunity for us to clear out any of those residual thoughts, really, especially in the lower three chakras. That's your self-esteem, self-worth, seat of subconscious. Our second chakra is all about money, finances, creativity, one-on-one relationships.
relationships. And so when I look into yours, I'm seeing it look like a respirator right now. So that brings me up to the lungs too. And so that's like a feeling like, again, anxiety and feeling the pressure like life and death and that kind of pressure. So we want to make sure that we really get into a grounding opportunity to clear out. Pay attention, Susan, even putting a timer. Get yourself a $5 timer and have it go off every hour for the next 2 weeks and see how you were directing your thoughts the last hour. Put yourself in a boot camp where you're really, when people do that, they cannot believe how many times their thoughts go to the fear part instead of going into the empowerment part, going into the knowing part. And so flipping a belief from hoping to knowing is huge, because that, again, allows the pathways for flow, for money, for opportunities to come in. When we shut off and close down the left side of our energy fields because our energy is feeling shaky, and then our outside circumstances are starting to make us fearful, that's the time when we have to energetically put ourselves what I call in the boot camp. It's not the time for us to contract and say, oh my, this is my worst nightmare, this is when we don't tap into the worst nightmare. This is where there's two ways to look at it. Am I going to put energy into this is my worst nightmare is coming true, or am I going to get really proactive and look at this as residual energy is coming up to me for having me to look at it as far as what are my core beliefs as far as when it comes to money. Do I absolutely believe into knowing this, that I am abundant and that abundance is my birthright, and then look to see where you have abundance in your life as far as abundance of health, abundance of flow, abundance of friends, abundance of even like anything. Just look to see where you have abundance now, presently, and that will really start changing the frequency. Open up the left side, and also, again, I absolutely, especially from now to April, put yourself over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, as far as put yourself really in it, what I call the boot camp, as far as clearing off the energy field. Whenever you feel yourself go to flow, literally going into that contraction period, pull it back, Susan. Stamp your foot and act like you're pulling a cord back from like an electrical wire, because what you're doing is you're literally pulling that thought back and then putting it like a cancel step stamp on it, because you're changing energy frequency that was going out of energy to feed the fear ball versus the flow ball. And by doing it with your physical body, you're engaging the physical, mental, spiritual bodies. What it does is clears the fogs in our front fiber. And think about our front fibers are where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires. It's how we manifest, and it's also where we put our worst nightmares. That's why I always talk about energy, because it is things I read the front fibers, what are there. And again, that money potential is not gone away. It's just foggy, and you're also very, very sensitive as far as picking up on outside influences. The world right now is in, again, a shaky place. When somebody's sensitive, it shakes us down to our roots. And so hanging up today and really going down to thinking of those subconscious patterns that were handed down, and just really clear them out as far as saying, you know what? My grandmother used to say money was the root of all evil, and she used to say it a lot. And so I really saw at a time in my life where it had an influence of having where flow was coming in. And so as soon as I had that awareness and put my attention and intention with it, we are directing light there, because our mind and our thoughts are all light and frequency. So as soon as I saw that, then it started changing the energy field. It started changing and recalibrating that whole thought, and it started changing the flow immediately by recognizing the patterns that were blocking that flow. So review your history. Really understand that, are you standing in Miracle-Grow every day, or are you feeling like an arid desert, and that you can change the thoughts as far as a Miracle-Grow. Do something that reminds you of your standing absolutely in Miracle-Grow, and in front of you is the Miracle-Grow, and where are you planting those seeds, and water them throughout the day, meaning with our thoughts. And we want to water them with high thoughts, with high frequency thoughts. It absolutely opens the doors that are that will open the flow with money, okay?
Okay, well, we'll give it a try here and see.
Don't even do it a try, Susan. A try means the helium balloon is outside of you. This is energy dynamics, where I could tell you where a guy was down to the wire where his house is going for foreclosure. In his energy field, I mean, he was going bankrupt, foreclosure. What he needed was a miracle. And then I saw in his energy field a guy coming in from another state with cash to buy this house, right? And so this guy had, and this guy was making his way down there, right? And so the time period was, anyway, make a long story short, the guy came in one day before he was about to go foreclosure with cash, exactly, even $5,000, more than he needed and wanted to, because the guy surrendered and he did more than try. He absolutely put himself in that boot camp. That's all the difference in the world. Trying is helium balloon. Proaction, and it's really training ourselves. I don't mean to, like I'm not harping. I'm seeing this, and I know this because I know energy patterns. I've seen them my whole life, and so I know what the energy of trying creates static and just creates, think of it as it's static creates more confusion, and then our energy will go back to roads that are well traveled, meaning patterns that are very well traveled. And if we have fear and our, and this is my worst nightmare, those roadways are open and more, then that's what we're going to create more. We are absolutely the directors, and the more we start open up and flowing the energy different, it doesn't take long. It's actually, it's in a holy instant, then all of a sudden we're opening up the gateways of abundance. So see where you have abundance in your life. See in love, in love of self, and just think of, even if it's abundance, of thinking about how many billions of cells that you have in your body. Think abundance, 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 and it will absolutely change everything. That's where energy is very practical, and it cannot not work. If it's not working, that's when we got to go back to the drawing board and just clear it up a little bit. It's not like beat ourselves up. It's just really start looking at where we could be thinking things different. And remember, 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts a day is a science thing. They put people in laboratories and they had things in their head. And so that's a lot of thoughts, 60,000 to 90,000. And most of us plant them unconsciously. And so then we, again, we'll go back to past patterns in our history. And most of us do not have the thought patterns. We were not taught to think of abundance in all departments of our life. Most of us were taught lack, scarcity, separation. So this is where we're in a huge growth period. And every single one of us collectively, we're on this huge ride right now. And so, guys, because the doors, think of April showers, and that's what you're clearing yourself, transmuting the energy, brings May flowers, okay? And that means abundance. And so that's what you're doing. We're right stepping into April into May, all right?
Excellent. Well, I will do that.
Very
good. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. And hop onto that free class that I'm doing on Tuesday night, and that will give you a lot of information, tools that are life-altering changes, and that's absolutely free, okay? Okay, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back on the phone lines. You're listening to Gary O'Connor Show, part of the Dr. Pat Network.
How do your past lives affect your present well-being? Do anxieties and fears from the past hold you back? Join Brian L. Weiss, MD, in Seattle on March 29th in his 2009 tour, Many Lives, Many Masters, Experiencing Your Past Lives. Explore and release the negative emotions in your past lives with psychiatrist and renowned regression expert, Dr. Brian Weiss. Register early and save $50. Visit HayHouse.com.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations were given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Go green at the Go Green Expo, the nation's leading eco-friendly trade show. Learn how to green your business, your home, your kids, and save money on your energy bills. Visit GoGreenExpo.com and learn how to live healthier and help our environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders and celebrities at the Go Green Expo in New York City, April 17th through the 19th at the Hilton. Visit GoGreenExpo.com for details.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness,
pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Don't miss me and my friends at the Northwest Women's Show, the largest women's show in the country, March 27th through the 29th in Seattle. Women supporting and empowering women is exactly what the Dr. Pat Show is all about, by providing a safe and nurturing environment in which women can grow, learn, and expand their potential and possibilities. At the Northwest Women's Show, we are hosting an entire stage full of awesome speakers such as Dr. Nusheen Darvish, Dawn Stansfield, Madeline Gerwig, and more. There will be a featured guest speaker, Dee Wallace. You recognize her as the mom in E.T., and her talk is on consciously creating your life. Be sure to sit in on my talk called Zero to Millions, How to Manifest What You Desire, Friday and Saturday at 1 on the Good Life stage. So come on and join us, everybody. We'll see you there.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
And I will be with you for the next half hour. And we opened up the phone line. And Betty, so why don't we go to the phone lines?
I would love to bring on another caller. Yes, indeed. Let's go with Jackie. She's calling in from Issaquah as well. We got a lot of Issaquarians calling us in today for the Carrie O'Connor Show. She actually has a relationship question. It's dealing with a certain beau that she has living on the East Coast. And she, of course, lives out here on the West Coast. And she wants to know what's going on, maybe where it's headed. So, Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call. It's exactly what Benny just said. This is a person that I've known for a number of years, and then all of a sudden we sort of discovered each other. And it's just been interesting, this whole thing, the coincidences and the meant-to-bes. And mm-hmm. So I'm just curious what you see.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know what, Jackie, it's a really interesting year because my guides and accounts were calling 207 the year of divine partnership. And when I said it to a lot of people, everyone was like, yippee-yay, finally. But then when the final thing was creating the divine partnership grids within ourselves, because to enter into a divine partnership, we have to hold that partnership within ourselves before we could give it to another person. So I'm seeing that both of you guys have been working on that. And I really like seeing that in an energy field. And then 208 was like a lot of times of us making our ways and clearing our way out to meet the people in the physical world. And so I've been seeing these relationships popping up all around the world, and it's actually great to see them happening in the physical world. So what I'm looking at is where you guys are. I love when I see hearts going back and forth on the thymus and the heart area. That means high heart, high love, and there's a twin flame relationship, meaning that you guys have, when I see a double helix, that's a twin flame, a divine complement. So both of you are, especially I'm seeing consciously, using the right arm, like an arm weight, so you're consciously bringing in consciousness into it, taking, again, it could expand very, very quickly, but I'm also seeing both of you opening, going in with your eyes open, right? Instead of, like, a lot of times people go in with one eye shut or the other eye shut. So you're both having your eyes wide open, so that's a wonderful thing. And also, I'm seeing as far as the East Coast, West Coast, it's not, it could be a stretch at times, but it's not, I'm not seeing a cord that has all a bunch of, knots in it. And so that means to me that, again, sometimes it's could be difficult because they're not just next door to pop over. But also with the internet and phones and all that stuff, it doesn't, you know, a lot of people can do long-distance relationships. So, and I'm also hearing a grandmother coming in, maternal in particular, saying it's a go, it's a go, it's a go. And especially from now to June. And when I get into June and July, are you meeting and seeing each other end of June to early July?
In July. We're going to see each other in April and then again in July. So.
Okay, good. All right. The grandmother in particular, and also is his dad in spirit too?
Is
his father crossed over too? Yes, yes.
Okay, because his dad is coming in and doing it like a nice to meet you sign. So when I see that, it's like he's introducing himself. And if you met him before, he wants to reintroduce himself. He's also giving you the numbers 444. Also emphasizing the April, when you see each other in April. But also, it's interesting that they keep on your grandmother and your, and also, is your mom crossed over too?
No, my mom hasn't.
Okay, who's the mom with you? Doesn't mean your mom's crossing over. It's like they want to introduce the mom. And if it's his mom, it's like a mother-in-law's energy. And your mom...
Both of his parents have crossed over.
Okay, all right. So it's definitely his mom is on your line. And also, I'm hearing Addie, Adelaide, Adeline, Abby, so that kind of name. Going back to the July, when you guys meet July, I'm seeing fireworks in July. So think of the April connection is a good connection. It strengthens relationship. The April, they show me, it's like a bridging point. It's like a crossroads point as far as the July, meeting each other in July. And also, again, when I see fireworks in the background, that's a good thing. And also, I keep on hearing them jump in, saying, jump in, jump in. His parents are coming around you as far as not only the dad, like to introduce, like saying, calling you family. And also, the mom is handing you a small iron. When I see irons, that means things that could come up can get ironed out. And so, and you know how to, you can read them like a book, and especially by the time April into the July period, you're going to be able to really really connect with him and just be able to pull him out so he could talk more and be supportive more. And you know how to do that. And she's also saying thank you in the way for patience where you could feel stretched. And again, that it feels more of being stretched on the time distance wise versus that somebody's behavior is feeling like a stretch. So all of that, again, is think of it as, this is a great relationship as far as growth. When I see hearts going back and forth, again, that's opening up. It's healing. And think of it as a win-win. So you go, it goes in, it opens up your thymus, and that's, again, unconditional love itself. It's helping you exercise that in both of you. And so there's a part that it's a definitely teaching relationship. And what is September, and does he have an opportunity to move out here?
I don't know about that. I don't know anything about that. That would be okay. A stretch, but it could happen. I mean, it really could.
I'm seeing September, and I'm hearing opportunity for him to move out there. So, and it doesn't necessarily mean that he's moving in September, but that after, again, July, there's like the crossroads where things are talking and heating up more, and I do see that there's an opportunity for him to move, and then if there's a part of his, I'm seeing his left foot kind of dragging. So does he have kids over in the East Coast?
He has a son that he has custody of, yeah.
Okay, all right, that's what I'm saying. That the part of the, where part of his heart and his desire is like that he'd want to go to the West Coast, but I'm seeing that the kids part would be something that he would have to take into consideration as far as with the child. But also, again, play with this, have fun with this. This is a real, when a thymus relationship is a really high heart relationship. And so you're both, again, learning, teaching, helping each other. It's a, because that soulmate relationship, that especially, again, going with your eyes wide open, making sure you have that open communication. And sometimes if it feels like you're pulling teeth or he gets quiet, especially in that July thing where he could be reflective and also feeling juggling. And again, when I'm seeing him, it's more toward don't take it personally if he's reflective is what the mom says. She's giving you a heads up. It's more of him kind of juggling and not wanting to feel like his son is awake. You know what I mean? Like that he feels all of a sudden kind of like the first time in his life that it doesn't mean that he doesn't love his son, but just like feeling weighted down by the child. You know what I mean? That it's not, he's not right. Footloose and fancy free. And so that's where she's just giving you a heads up so you guys could discuss that. Okay?
Oh,
so
that's great.
Good. Enjoy it. All right?
Thank you so much. You've really helped a peace of mind here. So thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, Jackie, for calling in. And that leaves a line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And, Carrie, I think we might have time to start one more call before the break. So,
yeah.
Okay, let's bring on Maria. She's calling in from West Seattle. And it looks like she was kind of relating to you in the very beginning of the show with changing the energy and how hope and knowing about everything going on. But you know what? She's having a little bit of a block with that currently. So let's see if we can help out Maria. And Maria, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much, and I love your energy. And it really spoke to me. I know my passion work, but it just has not taken off. Mm-hmm. I'm not making money, getting new clients, and I don't know if there's a block. Mm-hmm. And I've put myself in this boot camp on my own that you're talking mm-hmm. about. I didn't call it that, but mm-hmm. by recognizing my joy, expressing mm-hmm. my gratitude, cleaning out my closet, mm-hmm. quit eating meat, mm-hmm. trying to clear out my parent messages, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I just haven't been able to turn that hope into knowing that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. What I'm seeing, especially from April until, you know, I'm hearing loud and clear that your current circumstances don't matter. Only your state of being matters. Your current, and even have that be your mantra. My current circumstances or my outside circumstances don't matter. Only my state of being matters. What am I feeling now? Because especially when it comes into April through September, whenever I hear metal to the pedal or I see an acceleration, that means to me as far as acceleration where your outside world is going to match your inside world. And so, as you know, Maria, every time we clear off a level, we look at our lineage, we look at his messages, that is huge. Exactly where you're supposed to be, so don't doubt that. And this is where the world is bridging, the world is waking up, and the world is starting to really understand that it is pivotally important for us to understand ourselves, A, as energetic beings, B, as that we can change our life and change our thoughts, change our life, change the outlook. And so there's a part of where I'm seeing, again, that the current circumstances, meaning the outside circumstances, change. And you're in the right direction, light direction is what I'm hearing, because it does give you joy. It does give you passion in that you're clearing out residual energies that even has a lot to do with past life things, and that you're going to continue to, again, clear them out, and then transmute them. And then there's really like an explosion in April, and I keep on just seeing you flying and just really having your outside circumstances reflecting all the work that you're doing on the inside. So you're in the light place, meaning you keep on following that light. And when your head wants to get into that place of shaking into the doubt part, really stamp your feet, Maria, because you're very, very empathic. And I tell you, it's when we put our body into it and just like scream like no, or just like really pull back that cord. It's like you're literally directing your energy differently. And again, you're going to start seeing through April, through June, July, a turnaround with this. And then by September, you're feeling, I see you in the driver's seat, easily driving with your right hand, even your left hand, like waving. So that means to me, I feel free. It's not like somebody with their hand on both the wheels driving tensely. It's like, again, the outside circumstances are a mirror reflection of the inside. Okay?
Wonderful.
So hang in there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go to a break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. It's part of the Dr. Pat Network, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Bellagenza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bellagenza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bellagenza's products are good for you and the environment. Bellagenza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo, because Bellagenza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit Bellagenza.com. That's BELEGENZA.com.
Hi, I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty, and I want to share my thoughts on the importance of probiotics to your health and beauty transformation plan. Ever have a gut feeling something's not quite right with your body? You might feel it in your energy or even see it in your face. Well, that feeling might actually be coming from your gut, even if your digestion feels fine. I learned firsthand that if your body's inner ecology isn't right, your health looks and immunity suffer. My advice? Whether your health focus is detox, clearing your skin, or fighting the battle, Battle of the Bulge, don't forget the Battle of the Bugs. Get the good bugs on your side with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. I personally use and recommend it because it's fermented for 3 years with 12 strains of good bacteria, including the proprietary TH10, found at least 6 times more powerful than other probiotics tested. Win the Battle of the Bugs with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Available at the Vitamin Shop and other health stores or at probiotics12.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Dr. Pat, and I want to make sure that you don't miss the next event in the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Join Gary Zukav, best-selling author, spiritual leader, and founder of The Seat of the Soul on March 27th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Go to the drpatshow.com under the featured events section for more information and to purchase your tickets. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Go to the drpatshow.com.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I can change phones over. Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I am Carol Connor. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
And I guess the entire world wanted to know you were changing phones. That's what
I was changing phones. Actually, it was kind of interesting. Speaking about energy, that my phones lose energy a lot, so I always have them on a charger, another phone on charger.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the last caller, because she holds a very high frequency energy, and so when we meet, it's like it has a tendency to drain the battery.
Absolutely.
Running out of breath.
You work.
So I am
you
ready
work your little,
for the next caller.
You work your little tail off, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, I do.
Well, we have a new caller calling in. It's Addison. She's calling in from Seattle. She's been listening to the show just recently. As of today, she's flipped over from another neighboring station, which we appreciate you listening in, Addison. And she wants to know, well, the universe is pulling her in all these different directions. And she wants to know a little about her friend Joe. So let's see what the cards have for her, I guess. Addison, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so Addison, what is it? So the universe is, actually, Addison, when I look at your energy, pay attention to seeing the number 777, and whenever I see somebody in the energy of like a shower of the number 7, that means to me a very, very old soul, and you're going to see a lot of master numbers, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12 on clocks and license plates. We would go get, bills coming up as far as groceries coming up to $11.11. All of that is the universe, your masters, your teachers, your family members, guides saying, you know what, you're entering a period of old soul meets mastery. And when we're doing this, Addison, the paradox is when it could feel like we're getting pulled, and I see like a pie being pulled in 7 different directions. But think of, there's 2 ways to think about that. I see that when we get pulled, it's like we're pulling up. Think of a grand magnet in front of your heart. Any kind of residual energies that come from our history, and that's even like a past life hangover that has anything to do with holding us back, that's going to allow you to spring forward. And think of this as literally spring, as we're hearing the council say. And so this is a real period for you to do a lot of real cellular releasing of cellular post-traumatic stress. And then I go back to even at 7 years old, and your chakras, even your root chakra over on the right side, is even bringing me back down to 1.5 years old, where I feel a shaky foundation. And when I see a crack in the foundation on the right side, that goes up to dad's lineage. And I always like to remind people that doesn't not have to mean that you were molested and you don't remember it. It could be a sibling being born and that you start recognizing that dad's off to work and that it's, you're looking for his support and that he's, again, off in his head or he lives in the mental body. And so think of right now, when I'm looking into your energy, there's a part that you're integrating yourself as far as, and this is what, it's a wonderful thing because you're getting, think of energetically placing yourself within the family of origin, so graduating from the family of origin. So you're taking the pearls of wisdom from both sides of the family, and then you're taking, weeding out the stuff that we don't care for, it doesn't resonate with us, and you're energetically placing yourself within star group, star family. So that's wonderful. So energetically, it makes us feel, especially the child in us, and we all have the child archetype, and a lot of us, we all come in as far as a wounded child, feeling orphaned and separated, and that's what this whole gig that we're doing right now is to get rid of, that we ever were separated, we never were separated, we're never kicked out of a garden, and that we are whole, come in whole, come in holy, and that as we are collectively understanding this, this is where the world again is going through this huge birthing process. There's a part that this has made sense to you, so all along, yeah. And now it's like getting all the pieces together, right? And so think of
right.
That. I'm seeing that your seven-year-old is like jumping on a trampoline, saying, and especially in your third chakra, and putting your arms up in a big V, and that means victorious, feeling finally, 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 like the, I call you the 100-watt light bulb born in the 50-watt time, right? So this is where you're able to feel like you can shine your light and not have to be told to get that light down, to don't turn that light on, because there wasn't a lot of 50-watt light bulbs around you. So then we tend to modulate our energy, because when we're 4, 7, 1.5, we, our survival needs are, we depend on other people for that. And so think of, again, going back even, Addison, the last 7 years and last 7 months into from now to July, over the next 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months, is like there's, again, a huge period of feeling, and I like to see flexibility in the third chakra and jumping high. And again, the big V means, and actually what you're really doing is grounding into your physical body more, because there's a part of your body you could go really go out and up and above. So that means really spiritually connected to the higher energies, even as a defense mechanism. Like I used to call it tube travel, and I'd go way up high at a very young child and just be, but then I understood how important it was for me to be very grounded into my physical body too, as above, so below. So think of this as a huge integration period, and again, really feeling like the last bits of it is getting all, when I say nuts and bolts, fall in place from now to July. So literally, especially in your physical body. So this year, we're really pouring, think of our higher self into our physical body more than I've ever seen in our history, in any time, in any civilization that we've ever had. And even during ancient times, we came in lighter. So we've never done this dynamic of going from such separation from the light to such a remembrance. And so, again, all of this is good news for you. This is music to your ears. This is right in tune to this. This is all to your soul. You make sense with this. And so this is where, when I'm looking again in your third chakra, I'm seeing the, like these, like a spinning that's going clockwise and counterclockwise. So that's really opening up the sense of self, expanding in the sense of self, defining self. And that also, when I see my paternal grandmother putting earmuffs on you, and they're big earmuffs, it's like taking out the static of anyone around you, and including your inner circle. And so that's our friends, our family, people that we see a lot. And this is all about you hearing that heartbeat, that one beat that goes through all of us, connection, reconnection. And as you're doing that, it again, it expands your whole base and base energy. And I see you really taking off like a rocket ship. So, and then so all that place of feeling scattered or kind of pulled apart starts where, when I see roller skates in somebody's feet, it's like where you can go with the flow, go with the rolling, and it feels much more than the pulling, feels like a dance versus pulling. Do you understand? And so there's a part of, especially when I'm seeing on, again, the right side, think of that you're a family pattern breaker, generational breaker, and that you're getting rid of any kind of residual energy that has to do with suffering. And when I see a cross, it means like being, like think of Jesus being crucified on the cross. So you individually, through any of your Akashic records of where you've been crucified mentally, emotionally, physically, and clearing it again out of the grids within your own self, and then that also reflects back to the collective. So that allows you again to feel so much free and get rid of the cellular post-traumatic stress that that has to do with being crucified and also being burned at the stake. So there was a lot of those experiences that you've had that you didn't have the greatest outcome when you came out to speak your voice. And so this is where it's all coming up to the forefront, to be loosened up, to be light, to be free, to be transmuted. And so that, again, is a wonderful thing. And then I want to get into as far as with Joe. And then when I tap into Joe's energy, I see very black, slick hair, and I feel like I'm going back to the 1950s, and I'm seeing like Fonzie, and his hair, it looks like he's dipping his hair, and I'm hearing dip-dee-dee-doo. You know that dippy-doo stuff?
Right, yeah.
And so think of hair represents strength, and then I'm seeing the dip-dee-doo is like where I'm seeing him slicking it back, especially like over his ears, and there's a part where, you know, when the guys in the 50s, they wore their hair all like, kind of like Elvis, don't be blue, you know, that kind of deal. And so
right.
I'm seeing that all around. So think of that the hair represents strength. Him doing the styling gel, there's a part of him, he's working on his right side of his energy, and you're really working on clearing out your left, so there's like a mirroring going on that he's, you could help and reflect him to work on his left side and open up, that's the feminine side, female side, releasing the past side, relationships with mom, he's doing the right side, so there's a part where you could support him on that side, and so there's a real, a mirror reflection with this, and also I'm seeing him looking up and taking two steps forward, then going back, going up and taking two steps forward and going back. And then it's like I'm hearing eyes are the windows of the soul, and then I'm seeing him looking at you, but then I see him put his eyes down like he can't hold your glance as far as your gaze and your glance. And that has to do with something to, like, try not to take something personal that could feel really pretty personal, because it's more of the eyes are the windows of the soul. So this is where do the dance, have fun with him, realize that it's not anything personal where it could feel like, because there's a pulling back. And again, you're going through a huge growth period, okay?
Very good.
We have to end the show, honey. So I want to say to everybody, may you align with the divine, and hopefully I'm here next week. We're going to be, we're doing a little contractual change. So if times change, just pay attention to the website, and you could get any information about where I am. All right. May you align with the divine.